This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a week we have had as gun owners, huh? And it's time now for us to bear down, I'm afraid. And the first thing we have to do is understand a few things going in that you already know, but we're going to reiterate it anyway, just because it's necessary. The fundamental truth is that the Second Amendment was something the framers put in place because they recognized something that predated the Constitution, the country, their birth, something given to them by God. They recognized that they had a right to protect themselves. They recognized that since we don't have certain things that other animals have, that we would have to use a tool to do it. So they decided to guarantee, to codify the right of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms to protect themselves and their loved ones. And just like they promised, just like they said they were going to do, I believed them when they said they were going to do it. Biden, his administration, the congressional Democrats, they're all once again taking aim at these rights within their first 100 days of taking power. Now, there's a reason this right is so important. And I come at this as a father, a son, former military member, a husband, a grandfather, and a concealed carry person. I want me and mine to be able to defend themselves in a dangerous world, and it is a very dangerous world. I find it outrageous that the same leftist Democrats who claim to stand up for women want to make it harder for women to defend themselves against stronger, more aggressive men who could do them harm. Because firearms are, after all, the great equalizer. They help ensure that the strong do not prey upon the weak. It's a little bit like the much maligned Commerce Clause, if you will. Now, our founders spoke on this extensively. Benjamin Franklin warned that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And he was right. That's fleeting. It's all predicated upon a lie. The American tradition of self-reliance, self-determination, and self-defense has been fierce. It's been what makes this country so exceptional and so great. And this is where I began to see the fracture. This is where I begin to, and maybe I'm extending too much to this. I may be reading a little too much into it. We now have a segment of our society, unfortunately, that listens to the government about COVID to the degree to where that if the government turns, like, you know, they're wanting to follow the science, while at the same time, when other people follow the science based upon their decisions as duly elected leaders, they call them killers. So, to that end, it just makes me wonder how afraid they are, because they're waiting on the government to tell them what's coming up next. And so much for that self-reliance, self-determination, and self-defense. Now, that is what made the country great. I don't know if we're going to look. Are we going to be looking back at the time of Clinton and Obama as the good old days? Is that the way we're going to look at this? This week, the House passed two bills that would undermine this right. The first was H.R. 8. This is referred to as universal background checks. This is actually a registry. It imposes harsh penalties like six-figure fines and jail terms for the simple act of handing a firearm to another person, even for temporary use. The exemptions under H.R. 8 are woefully inadequate to protect the rights of law-abiding gun owners. For example, if you loan your gun to a victim of domestic violence because their abuser is being released from jail, or if a suicidal friend asks you to take possession of their gun, or if you loan your cousin your gun after a series of burglaries in your neighborhood, you have broken the law. These new transfer penalties would turn law-abiding Americans into criminals. And think about what I just said. What if your friend, your suicidal friend, who you probably didn't know was suicidal, what if they ask you to take possession of their gun? You're going to be penalized for this. These new transfer penalties will turn you into a criminal. They also passed H.R. 1446, and this bill claims to close the so-called Charleston loophole by making retail gun stores wait 10 business days before completing a transfer instead of the current 3-day standard, which is something they already have in California. I had a discussion with somebody I respect a great deal, and we were discussing whether or not we should actually name these rampage killers. And I believe we should name these rampage killers because it isn't the gun's fault, but Elliot Rogers, he's the Vista. He operated in California, and he operated within the California law. Now, in California, you go and you buy a gun, you have to take a class, some sort of a safety class. I'm not really sure about the details of it. You have to take a class, and then you have to wait 10 days to pick up the gun. Then you have to wait 30 days to buy another gun. And you are constrained to a 10-round magazine. So Elliot Rogers, prior to his little rampage, he decided that, you know, he was going to buy a gun. So he bought one, ended up buying three. And he waited all the 10-day waiting periods, and he waited the 30 days in between purchases. And he purchased 41 10-round magazines. So here we have a stellar example of, you know, it failing, it not working. And that's the thing. This is the thing. This is the dirty little secret they're not going to tell you. Gun control doesn't stop crime. This is just about getting to you. The bill would also change existing law to mandate a may-issue transfer system for firearms, and that would empower the FBI to indefinitely delay a purchase even after the increased 10-day window has expired without a failed background check. This delay adds additional levels of bureaucracy on citizens before they exercise their constitutional right to own their firearm. Under current law, the government has the burden of proof to stop you from buying a gun, increasing the waiting period to 10 days, while giving the FBI veto power without due process would reverse this standard. I imagine the states are going to weigh in on this because I live in South Carolina, and in South Carolina, we don't have, if I have a concealed carry permit, I don't have to go through a background check. So the states, and I don't live in the only state that does this. But imagine asking for federal permission before you exercised your right of free speech or religious activity. That too would be unacceptable. And none of these bills would prevent any of these recent rampage killing tragedies across the nation. In all of those other events, the criminals either passed a background check or stole their guns. And the Founding Fathers knew better. Shall not be infringed means what it says. Supreme Court has already reaffirmed this. So, why are we sacrificing our rights? Why are we letting them sacrifice our rights? We're going to have to stay sort of tight on this one, people. We're going to have to stay really tight. Because they are going to try to do their worst. And it's up to us to be in the way. Without a doubt. We're going to look at some of the other ramifications as it goes along with this. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
the stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Like I said, there's a lot of gun control bills flying around. And quite honestly, there's so many of them flying around that it's not difficult to miss something in all the comings and goings. And plus, frankly, legislation is written in language that makes most people's eyes glaze over. It's not exactly entertainment, even for people who like to read and like politics. But luckily enough, people read these things that we can find interesting little tidbits, like how Stephen Gutkowski over at the Washington Free Beacon reported about a little nugget that he saw. A controversial gun bill backed by House Democrats could steer taxpayer dollars to a leading gun control ally to consult on a federal study of the background check system. Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn, Democrat from South Carolina, the only one, H.R. 1446 would require the Attorney General to work with the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence and Firearms to report how the bill affects victims of domestic violence and empower the group to suggest other reforms. The center is a partner of the gun control advocacy group Giffords Law Center, according to its website. The Giffords PAC spent more than $11 million backing Democratic candidates in the 2020 election. The connection between the report and a prominent gun control organization could hinder the appeal of the legislation. If Republicans or moderate Democrats are turned off by the provision, it will make the job of passing it through a closely divided House even more difficult. A similar bill passed in 2019, but saw seven Democrats join Republicans in opposition. H.R. 1446 would likely not survive such defections in 2021. Of course, it has. Now, remember, this is the bill, 1446 is the one that goes after the three-day loophole, which is something the Democrats put, it was a compromise in the 90s during the omnibus crime bill, assault weapon ban era of the Clinton administration. Now, looking at this, though, we get this. This bill is so partisan that even the scientific studies it commissions are tainted by politics. This coming from Representative Jim Banks. If Republicans commission a pro-gun group to conduct a study, quote-unquote, on the effect of, say, concealed carry permits, Democrats would be up in arms and they'd have every reason to be. I don't know why. They've done it themselves. Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. They did a little study. They decided to call it Concealed Carry Killers. And they focused on Texas. It was very entertaining the way this one played out, because what they were expecting to see is that concealed carriers get out there and, like, you come up there and it's Black Friday and somebody gets the last PlayStation 5. And somebody goes to gun saying, give me that PlayStation 5 or feel your hand, which doesn't happen. No gunfights over parking, no gunfights over, spats. where they can carry on campus, they would say, well, you know, this is going to turn it where the teacher is not going to be able to teach because he might be worried about gunplay. So, like in the quantum physics debate, when that goes awry, then they're going to fill their hands there, too. So, to a degree, while I sit back and say, hey, what are you guys talking about? They would be up in arms. They should be up in arms. They've already done it. Why weren't the Republicans up in arms over that one? To a degree, as far as in Congress, I have to agree with the Representative Banks, because all politicians want you to believe that they're all working together for your greater good. So they got to have this bipartisan label. And the Democrats are trying to drop the bipartisan label on 1446, which is a purely AstroTurf sort of setup. In this, he's also right. The problem here is that the Democrats are being Democrats. They think nothing of putting in a provision that requires the government to work with a gun control group, but would absolutely lose their minds at the suggestion of passing a law that would force the Department of Justice to work with the NRA. They'd go bonkers. We all know it. They know that we know that they know. So what they're doing here is they've decided to commission an NGO, a partner, to push their agenda for them, which is something that should trouble every single person in this country, regardless of your stance on gun control. So they're passing the buck. They're delegating the authority, which that's not what the House is supposed to do. The House is not supposed to delegate authority. The House is supposed to retain authority. It's a very simple thing, actually. Getting out there and saying, well, we're going to we're going to let these guys do this for us. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. But I digress. They're just Democrats being Democrats, you know? Our government should not be beholden to special interests, but a certain degree of that is inevitable. Special interest groups represent real people. What cannot be allowed, though, is for special interest groups to be given power by force of law. That always causes a huge problem. I'll give you another example. Here in South Carolina, a company, a business, if it is a retail or whatever it is, it can decide to put up signage saying that we can't carry a gun into their building. And if they have the proper signage in place, in the right place, on all the doors, then if we break that, those signs have force of law behind them. So if I go into a place where they tell me I can't, where the business tells me I can't carry a gun, not the government, the business, they now have force of law. Now, they don't have to have a valid reason or a real reason besides the fact they just don't want you carrying a gun into their shop, into their store, into their restaurant. The problem I have with this is that whenever you go into a place like this, I have never gone into a place except casinos. Okay? Except casinos in Las Vegas, where if they don't want you to carry a gun actively around there. In Las Vegas, you can carry a gun in the open. You can hang it around your neck. But, you know, they don't like that. They don't like to see that in the casinos. But in the casinos, they have a veritable army there. Now, when they want me to, when they use the force of law against me to disarm me and they have nothing in place for my protection, that's malfeasance and that's abuse on their part. And they do this because they have force of law. Some of them have gotten so sloppy about it, they don't follow all the rules. And when they don't follow the rules, I don't have to follow the rules either. I never pointed out to them, though. When somebody out there, and I don't want to characterize these businesses as enemies, but they're using bad judgment. And whenever somebody's using bad judgment, you shouldn't correct them when they're making a mistake. You really shouldn't. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. The city of Minneapolis has reached an unprecedented settlement with the family of George Floyd, who died after Officer Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck as Floyd repeated that he could not breathe.
The largest pretrial settlement in a police civil rights wrongful death case in U.S. history.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crump.
One of the most egregious documentations of an American citizen being tortured to death by a police officer.
The city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit. Jury selection in the trial of Chauvin continued Friday. Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in a statement late Friday calling New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amid mounting allegations of sexual misconduct. The embattled governor on Friday said again that he would not resign after a seventh woman emerged with new allegations. This is USA Radio News. The National Guard is scaling down the number of troops in D.C. More than 1,000 members will be leaving the nation's capital over the weekend. Several thousand troops will stay on to provide ongoing security at the U.S. Capitol. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin this week approved a request by Capitol Police to extend the deployment of nearly 2,300 Guard members for another 2 months. New legislation on gun control. We hear about it from Wendy King in the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm.
A Colorado man is facing federal charges for refusing to wear a mask and urinating in the cabin on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver. 24-year-old Landon Greer was arrested by the FBI. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a possible fine of $250,000. USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. So the House has passed this, and their involvement in this is done because now it moves on. And where it's going, this could be sort of a watershed moment. We'll see. I don't know how this is going to work out. I have hopes, but we'll see. Because now it goes to the Senate. So let's look at the floor debate in the House on H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446. And let's take a look at the prospect for passage of the gun control bills on the Senate side. Now, Majority Leader Schumer is wasting little time in taking advantage of the opportunity to preen in front of the cameras. He said shortly after the House vote that he plans on bringing both bills to the floor of the Senate. He said in the past when they sent it over to us last time, it went into former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's legislative graveyard. The legislative graveyard is over. H.R. 8 will be on the floor of the Senate, and we will see where everybody stands. No more hopes and prayers, thoughts and prayers. A vote is what we need, a vote, not thoughts and prayers. Certainly hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people walking the streets today because we passed the 1994 Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act would be dead, said Schumer, who authored the Brady Act requiring background checks on all of U.S. firearm buyers. He continued, but when we passed the law, little did we know it had some loopholes in it that we didn't know at the time. We didn't know that there would be an internet, so we didn't prohibit internet sales without a background check. This is where, and this was a remarkable feat, if you saw him say that, because what he did was he took his lower jaw and upper jaw and pried it far enough apart to stick his foot right down his throat on this one. Because he authored the bill. He knew what was in the bill. He set up the compromise within 3 days. And we had an interweb in the 90s. It was actually a thing back in 1994. It was dial-up, you know, it wasn't that fast. And the issue isn't online sales of firearms, because every retail sale already has to go through a background check, whether in line, online, or in person. What he's talking about is the private transfers of firearms, and those too were a thing back in the 1990s. He authored the bill in 1993, so he was the one ultimately responsible for the legislation. Unfortunately, since that was back way back when, you know, when we still had home phones and three TV channels. Well, no, we had cable by then. I'm getting that wrong. For most people, though, that's the olden times back in the 90s. And he gets to get away with this. It's depressing that he can get away with talking about loopholes that nobody knew about at the time without reporters calling out that nonsense. But I'd be really shocked if many reporters on Capitol Hill today are even aware that he was the one drafting the bill in the first place. So they come to this with a lack of background knowledge on the issue, and he gets to get away with blatantly lying about how the bill was put together. The reason why Congress didn't attempt to impose background check requirements on private gun transfers at the time is because the support simply wasn't there. Background checks on private sales are the first step towards a national gun registry, and that idea was a non-starter for Congress in 1993. Chuck Schumer knows that's the case, but he's trying to rewrite history. Now, this should be a non-starter today as well. But the Democratic Party has unified, and they've become much more unified in the hostility towards the Second Amendment than it was 25 years ago. Which brings us back to the prospects of H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446 in today's U.S. Senate. Now, in 2013... there was a universal background check bill that was thrown out there in the Senate called the Manchin-Toomey bill. And Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, this was their expanding the background checks bill. Their bill was slightly less onerous than the measure approved by the House on Thursday. Under his proposal, all private gun sales conducted online or at gun shows would have to go through a background check, but person-to-person private transfers would have been exempt. Now, Manchin could try to water down H.R. 8 in the Senate, but there's not going to be a whole lot of support for that from the Democratic side. There is little to no chance that 10 Republican senators signing on to the new background check bill, which leaves Schumer with a choice. Bring the bill to the floor for a vote and watch it go down in defeat, or try to figure out a way to pass the legislation with just 51 votes. If I had to make a bet, I would bet that Schumer is going to try to get passage with 51 votes, but this requires nuking the filibuster, which requires a vote of 60 or more to approve that. He just can't take it away. If that proves to be impossible, I suspect he will try to run the bill and try to use the objections of Republicans to try to paint them as tools of the gun lobby, more intent on protecting gun companies than the lives of American people. Which is another... gun control, this is the thing about gun control. And the interesting thing is this. I was in a teleconference the other day talking about the TV show that's coming up, and they were wanting to know about these shows that I'm putting in the can. And they wanted to know if they would be time sensitive. And when it comes to gun control, it's the same thing year in and year out. The same thing. So this whole thing about Republicans being tools of the gun lobby. I wish they were. I wish they were tools of the gun lobby. I do indeed. Because they're not, the Republicans, politicians in general, are only as good as their staff. These guys got a lot of things on their plate. I suspect things to do with guns are not something that takes up a big spot on their platter when they go through the lunch line. So that's a lie. But we know that Schumer's pretty good at peddling untruths without being called out by the press. So we're going to see. So right now, as this goes to the Senate, this would probably be a good time to start peppering your... you see, the one thing I don't understand about this whole dynamic, and maybe it did happen, I don't know. If I were Mitch McConnell, I would have gone to Joe Manchin and I would have said, I'll give you the leadership of the Republican Party. I'll let you be the Republican majority leader if you'll come over to our side. Now, I know that's a very selfless thing for me to you know, overlay on a politician with an ego like Mitch McConnell. But Mitch McConnell is a, he is a, as much as I, the parts of him that I despise, you can't help but admire the way he knows how to play the game and maneuver around in the rules. And stop things or make things happen, depending on what he wants. He's masterful at that. I just wish he would be a little more, populist. But he's not. And that's why he probably hasn't done that with Joe Manchin. We haven't been courting him. But right now, today, the most powerful man in the Second Amendment advocacy that will make or break what's going to happen with these two bills, H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446, is West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. I don't know whether to be scared or to be, West Virginia, they keep reelecting him because they consider him to be somewhat conservative. We're going to see. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It is weird that our elite betters of eliteness and betterness refuse to acknowledge that their emperor, the one that they chose, not only forgot to dress himself today, but that he's actively drooling. This should be of concern for all of us. Like the other day when President Asterisk got out there and forgot the name of his Secretary of Defense. Not that being the Secretary of Defense is really an important job anymore. His gig now is mostly to rid the ranks of extremists who don't think men can change into women through the power of activists demanding everyone else pretend they can. But still, given that the president chose him, nominated him, you would think he knows who he is. It would be nice to have a commander-in-chief who isn't manifestly senile, which Asterisk is. And it matters right now that we have an alleged president who might start World War III by pressing the wrong button, thinking it's his remote, and he's changing channels from Matlock to Murder, She Wrote. Now, I've never been much taken by that threat that history will judge you harshly. I don't think when we go to our final reward that we are actually going to care how history regards us. That's one of those hacky flexes by people who don't actually believe that history is a thing. At least not before 1619, or maybe when Obama got crowned. That is along the same line of the lame rhetoric as the have you no decency / principle / honor move employed by people who inevitably have no decency / principle / honor. Who cares what history thinks? It's impossible to give a damn what people today think, much less future people jetting around in flying cars and munching on Soylent Green. But the history will totally judge our garbage elite harshly, but for pretending that Senior Sundowner has still got his A game instead of his R game. We now have an entire media blissfully watching Dictator Demento stagger about with a trail of spit stretching from his pie hole, pretending he's George Washington, wrapped up with Abe Lincoln and Tommy Jefferson on top. Well, wait a minute, though. Those guys are all racist monsters now, right? I'm sorry. I was using my heroes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trigger trigger you. And let's just assume some other analogy that doesn't make simps literally shake. You know, I don't know what it'd be. You think they might mention that the guy is manifestly in decline since we all see it? I mean, it's sort of like out there. It's like the sun. But they won't. And that's bizarre. No, the Emperor's new clothes are fantastic. Look at that tailoring on his bib. They're so serene in their sense of entitlement to our attention and obedience that they feel no shame in telling you stuff that is obviously indisputably untrue. And if you point out the reality, then you're an insurrectionist of insurrection or something. This is the increasingly common ploy by the trash ruling caste that controls the culture, and they do. They lie to your face and get irate when you point out how they're lying to your face, as if the real crime is not accepting the bullshit as opposed to bullshitting you. And it happens all the time. The Prezi is totally not senile. Men can become women. Women can become men. They can be both. They can be neither. Global warming is totally a thing that's going to kill us all by in 2000. I mean 2005. I mean 2010. I mean 2015. I mean 2020. I mean, shut up, you racist. Systemic racism is a thing, and you're even more racist for denying you're racist. Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham are funny and sexy. Those and other tactics, they present some problems in the long term. In the short term, brazen lies can work because Americans are nice people, or deluded people, or blissfully unaware people. And they're not used to people just outright lying to them. So they scratch their heads and wonder if they're missing something, even though what they're being fed seems all wrong. Their lying eyes are telling them something different. But they catch on eventually, and lies upon lies begin to breed cynicism. And cynicism is bad for liars in the long term because it decreases their ability to fool people, since people soon assume that they're fibbing every time they open their lie holes. Nobody trusts the elite. No one should trust the elite. It's taken any claim to our trust and laid waste to it, like Brian Stelter, who is a potato, lays waste to a Golden Corral ham tray. When the withered old zombie, all the smart people claim, won the election from the padded basement where his handlers locked him, starts up one of his inane ologues, we all tune out long before his orderlies drag him away to be fed mush and Thorazine. So, my question has never been, how does this go? A lot of people have that question, though. How does this all play out? You'd think if they had ignored the last couple decades of American culture that those close to Joe Biden would care more about Joe Biden's dignity and welfare than their own selfish interests, and they would act to conclude this shameful tableau. But there are no people close to Joe Biden who care more about Joe Biden's dignity than their own selfish interests, so they'll all try to ride this elderly nag until he drops. Maybe, literally. I wonder if Dr. Jill Biden would intend to assume the presidency were that to happen. Which, you know, there's nothing there that makes that something they could do. But, you know, it's beside the point. But to get them to act voluntarily, he'll have to be in a coma. Well, maybe more of one than the usual one he's in now. Before the refs call the 25th Amendment penalty and send Sleepy Joe back to Delaware, and his friend Nutsy the squirrel who lives in the sycamore in the backyard, and someone out there with him, and sometimes they talk to him. Likely at some point the rest of the elite will decide that the masquerade has gone on as far as they can, and the ruling caste can no longer benefit by pretending old Gropey is A-OK. The elite, and one thing that the elite have that I envy, is that they are ruthless when they sense one of their own has outlived their usefulness. Like Emmy Award-winning American hero Andrew Cuomo. He's toast, and his girl-grabbing wasn't even near as gross as Grandpa Badfinger's antics. And, you know, Cuomo did kill a few thousand normal people, but hey, he made some leftist women who knowingly hung out with male Democrat politicians uncomfortable, and that's convenient for getting him out of the way. So sayonara, sucker. We all know Biden's senile. The people who should have told us do too, but instead of telling us the truth, they're lying to us, even though they know that we know that they are lying to us. So you can ask yourself, what else are they lying about? And that's a pretty simple answer, too. I mean, I'll help you out. The answer to that is everything. They're lying to you about everything. I'm going to give you two prime examples of what's wrong with this particular. What I don't understand about politicians is I know that they run on an agenda and on a platform and all these other things, but they're also very, very worried about their legacy. Like Wayne LaPierre, I think he's probably worried about his legs at NRA. Doing the right thing would actually go a long way towards that legacy. Gropey Joe, if he wants to run around and say, hey, well, you know, I won that, and I'm the most popular president, I'm more popular than Barack Obama. If he can say that with a straight face, okay, fine. But when he decided to do what he did with energy and what he's trying to do with guns now, which neither one of those things are actually problems, they're actually not things that need to be corrected. These are things that are on the energy, you know, the energy. We got to have green energy, or just like they do in Texas. And we, you know, guns are bad. Guns are bad. I'm Mr. Mackey, and I'm from South Park. Guns are bad. Uh-huh. So we got to go after those because I said I would, and there's no particular reason for us to go after those, but we're going to because I said we would. Because I'm a leftist, and that's what leftists do. We take power. We don't govern by the consent of the governed. We take power and we abuse it. That's what they believe. A lot of people voted for. Back again next week. Till then, keep your heads up. Stay aware. Pay attention. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.